get discouraged, but you have the power to decide that you're not going to stay there. Think about all of your blessings. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." That is my favorite verse. Trust God and reflect on all the circumstances that He's brought you through. Be encouraged. Be optimistic. And remember, you decide how your next chapter will read. Your story isn't over yet, but know that you can't start the next chapter if you keep rereading the last chapter. Learn from your past, but don't get stuck there. Embrace the discomfort of your new journey and keep moving forward. Writing the next chapter may be difficult. You may have to restart it a few times and make several adjustments in the process, but you are the author. Every moment holds an opportunity to start fresh. It's time to start creating the new chapters of your life. I love this quote from Seneca. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. I'm Beverly Benskin with Morning Talk, helping you to live and to grieve well.
For those going through some trials and tribulations, be encouraged. This one's for you.
I've been lost, I've been scared, drowned and stressed, bound by fear. I've been bruised, I've been hurt, left alone, no one cares. But in spite of it all, I always kept a smile. Ooh. 'Cause I know He is here, even though I can't see. Yes, I feel His strong love covering all around me. And I know that this is my season. I won't be defeated. It's my
It's 5 minutes after the hour. That was music featuring Ottawa native Prosper and former Montrealer Michelle Adams with My Season. Want to thank Bev Benskin on a very poignant message on chapters in our lives. Coming up next is my conversation with Toronto native and recording artist Michael Manhertz, going to introduce his new album, The Unashamed Project. But first, here's Anthony Brown, Group Therapy with A Second Wind on CKUT 90.3 FM.
all things. Through Christ who strengthens me. But right now, Lord, I feel weak. So more of you must be what I need. I know the race does not depend on the swift nor on the strong, but on the one who can endure. So give me grace, Lord, to just hold on.
Sunday mornings.
Everybody clap your hands right here.
With music, ministry, and so much more. On Mind, Soul, and Spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. CKUT.ca. On the World Wide Web.
Come on, how many are sanctified? Here we go.
Sanctified, it is an act and a process that we all go through. We agree that it's your blood that released us from death to victory.
We are.
19 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM. That was music featuring Toronto native and recording artist, worship leader, Michael Manhertz. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce him to our listeners, to the Montreal audience, to those listening abroad for the very first time. Michael Manhertz, all the way from Toronto, Ontario. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Michael. It almost sounds like you're in the rain.
I'm just driving on my way to sound check.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You may need to pull over, but thank you for joining us here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit this Sunday morning. Now, first of all, congratulations on the release of your debut album. The title of the album is The Unashamed Project. Is, to say the least, a very interesting title. Why was this the perfect title for your debut album, your brand new album? And speak to the boldness that you sing about and choose to live by.
Absolutely, absolutely. The reason why it's titled The Unashamed Project, it stems from a testimony where, you know, years ago I was very, you know, not proud or very ashamed to share my faith and the things of the Spirit. And it stems from me being, you know, a young peer, a young adult, a young teen, not wanting to share, you know, my faith and share who I was in Christ. And I realized it really took me away from my identity and who I was. And I felt, you know, seeing a lot of young people, young adults, young professionals deal with the same exact thing where, you know, in their institutions, whether it be education, their careers, so many people are trying to disprove the nature of God, who Jesus Christ is, and try to have all these debates and stuff like that. But in this time and age, I felt like it was very important to inspire people and to motivate people to be unashamed about Christ, to be unashamed about what they believe in, and to have that boldness. So I moved from being shy and being ashamed to being completely unashamed, almost like a Paul-like spirit, you know, where Paul was just about his business and it was just very straight to the point. So that's why in terms of the Unashamed Project after Romans 1:16, why I'm unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to anybody who believes in him, to the Greek or to the Jew. And that is the reason why I entitled that. It's more than a title, it's really a movement. So I hope to encourage each and every person to really strive after that, being unashamed. So that's what the quote-unquote project is, so to speak, a movement.
Excellent. That's great to be unashamed, to be bold about your ministry. Now, your music is definitely in the mold of praise and worship music, the sound of today's church. Are you, Michael, a worship leader who's recorded music for other worship leaders, or do you consider yourself more of an artist who records praise and worship music today but could easily record and sing gospel albums the next time around?
That's a very interesting question, Chris. The way I think about it is that I believe God has given me the gift to really, not even the gift, but I think he's given me the discipline now to whatever he requires of me, I just go with it. God gives me, you know, a gospel song, I go with it. If he gives me a worship song, I go with it. If it's a country song, I go with it. Whatever he yields me to or I'm yielded to by him, I will go with. So I definitely believe I fit kind of in both hats, or I fit in every hat that he puts me in. So that would be my answer. I know it's a little bit lucrative, but I believe that, you know, God is the ultimate creative. And if he lives inside of us, I think that we're able to do as many things as possible. So that's what I strive by. So a lot of people can expect to hear different things from me in terms of sounds. You might hear worship music, you might hear gospel music. It will vary depending on how God, you know, inspires me and wants me to share things throughout the earth.
I agree with that, and I think it's an excellent answer. And of course, you are multi-dimensional as an artist and as a worship leader. And now, it's one thing to sing and minister on Sunday morning in church as a worship leader. It's a whole other thing to write, to produce, to record, and even to market your music to the world on digital music platforms and on social media. What exactly inspired you to produce this project, your first project for the whole world to hear? And quite honestly, how gratifying is it to get to the finish line at this point?
I'm really grateful for the entire process, as you said, to write it, to, you know, go through the process of producing it, all that stuff. It's not easy, but God gives grace to everybody. And I'm grateful that, you know, with putting this record out into the world, it pushes me to continue to, again, as I said before, just inspire individuals ashamed about their faith. That's really the most important thing, and what kept me going the entire time is that, you know, this is a message that is beyond me. It's a message that's beyond any single individual. You know, the Bible compels us to go ye therefore into the world and preach the gospel to all the nations, and that is what really I feel inspires me to even, you know, produce, write, and to continue to market, because I also believe that we have to be good stewards of what God has given us. A lot of times we might do things and then not put things forward, but, you know, we have to be good stewards of what God gave to us, you know, whether it's over a ministry, over a song, over an album. And I believe that in this time and season, that's what my inspiration is. God has given me this, you know, this album, this gift, these songs. So it's time to be a good steward over and push it as far as it can go. Because, you know, somebody might be in a corner of the world that I may not, my feet may not ever set feet in, but the songs may go there and might be able to bless somebody. So that's my inspiration behind, you know, the album, why to keep going, and as well, just pushing it as far as it can go.
Nice. Very nice. I'm speaking to Toronto native recording artist, worship leader, who's on the run to church this Sunday morning, Mr. Michael Manhurst. His album is entitled The Unashamed Project. It's available on Spotify, Apple Music, and on your favorite digital music platform. I'm going to conclude this interview with a final question. Let me end the interview with this. What exactly is the lasting message or final thought you hope to leave with the listener who experiences, who listens to The Unashamed Project, maybe this Sunday morning on their way to church?
Absolutely. I would encourage every listener to be bold about what Christ or Jesus has given you. A lot of us have things buried deep down inside of us that sometimes we're afraid to launch out, and we're afraid to step out by faith on, because we have never seen it done before. We've never seen anybody blaze a trail or walk before us and do it. But I want to encourage everybody that's listening this morning, again, to be bold about what Jesus Christ has buried inside of you, what the Holy Spirit has buried deep inside of you, and to trust Him, to walk out by faith. It may not have been done before, but God has given you the grace to lead whatever He has given you, to unction you, to be passionate about what is burning and urging inside of you. So step out, launch out by faith, be unashamed, be bold for Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much, Michael, for your sharing your experience and your testimony as a Christian and as a recording artist. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, we're going to go out with music featuring Michael Manhurst. This is a duet with Vanessa Brown. It's entitled Bless the Lord on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hallelujah. Come on, I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth.
Oh, my soul gives thanks unto the Lord. Bring an offering. And when my troubles rise,
now 27 minutes after the hour. We thank Michael Manhertz from Toronto, Ontario, for sharing his music and his ministry with us here in the Montreal area this Sunday morning. One of my favorite parts of the show is introducing artists, particularly Canadian artists, here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. Coming up next is the First Lady of the Church of God of Prophecy in Côte d'Ivoire, Myrnell Anderson. She will introduce a very special program getting underway at 11 a.m. this morning. But first, here's music featuring Carlene Davis with The Anthem on CKUT 90.3 FM. just a few minutes to go before we end another episode of Mind, Soul, and Spirit, it gives me great pleasure to yet again introduce another personality within our community who's doing great things. She's getting ready to launch a very special program that all are invited to experience, and it gets underway this morning. The Church of God of Prophecy, the First Lady of the Church of God of Prophecy, Sister Murnell Anderson. Good morning, Sister. Hold on.
Good morning, Christopher. Good morning.
There you go.
How are you this morning?
You seem to be on the road as well. How are you this morning?
Actually, I'm fantastic. I'm fantastic. I'm hopping and running, getting ready for the launch this morning.
Okay. So I'm talking about the Montreal West Church of God. They're launching the Youth Energized for Christ this Sunday morning. Tell our listeners in under 2 minutes about this journey to launch this program and what inspired you to launch this program for Montreal.
So thank you, Christopher. So the Youth Energized for Christ was born out of a vision I received from the Lord in 2018. So in that vision, I saw a vast number of young people being influenced by their parents in making the wrong choices. And so the Lord instructed me to gather his people together because he's coming soon. And from that day, Christopher, my husband and I, along with the congregants of the Montreal West Church of God of Prophecy, have been seeking God's direction in reaching as many youths as possible for his kingdom. So the Youth Energized for Christ is an outreach ministry whose purpose is to enrich the lives of youth ages 13 to 25. And what we've done is spiritual formation. We offer counseling and support, workshops, poetry, art and craft, music and drama. And in this program, we connect every second and fourth Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Christopher, may I add, the beauty about this program, the Youth Energized for Christ, is that the youth are served a balanced meal during every session that we meet. And you know what? These meals are absolutely free, and we thank God for our sponsors. And today we have over 60, may I say again, over 50 youth enrolled in this program, and the number continues to increase. So my team and I were inspired to launch this program after we have recognized the needs of our youth in our community. We have recognized the needs ranging from spiritual, emotional, psychological, and physical. And we have also heard from responses from our parents, positive responses, and community leaders, and also sponsors. Hence, the program will be relaunched this morning.
That sounds excellent, and I think this is really innovative on the part of the Church of God of Prophecy. I'm speaking with Murnell Anderson, First Lady of the Church. Now, this is a very special event that's generated support from the community and from government agencies, and as you said, have a lot of support by sponsors. There will be a number of personalities from within our community present. By the way, thank you for extending the invitation to my wife and I. We're looking forward to being there. For those coming to the launch this morning, what will they experience?
I love this question, Christopher, and thank you and your wife for accepting the invitation to attend our youth program launch this morning. Yes, we have generated support from community organizations such as Jamaica Association of Montreal, Carrie Presley, IGA in Mountainside, Metro Supermarket, Queen Mary, and we give God thanks for these outpouring supporters and sponsors. And certainly, Christopher, there will be a number of personalities from within our community present at the Youth Energized for Christ launch. And we are grateful to God for all these community leaders who will be joining us today. And today we'll be having Mr. Sonny Morales, our Snowdon District City Councilor, will be in attendance. Honorary Counsel for Jamaica, Mr. George Grant. Joan Lee, WIPCA, Egbert A, Montreal Community Contact, Mr. Mark Henry, Sharon Nelson, Jamaica Association, and the list goes on. And now, Christopher, persons attending this dynamic celebration at 11 a.m. today will experience a mighty and miraculous move of God among these people. So one of our youth leaders, Sister Whitley, is a writer. And this is so beauty, the beauty about the Youth Energized program. She encourages youth in the program to express themselves through poetry. And she will be presenting an original dub poet along with drumming. Now, yesterday, Christopher, I went to the rehearsal and it was fantastic. And also we'll be having our revival dance minister ministering. The Youth Energized for Christ voices will be ministering in song. And to top it off, Christopher, and our listeners, our keynote speaker is our national Bishop of Eastern Canada, Bishop Shelton Benedict. Mm. This is an event that no one would want to miss, and we invite everyone to be a part of this celebration. And this morning, Christopher, I agree with you. The Youth Energized for Christ program is designed to support and empower young people in our community, and we give God praise and thanks for that.
It looks like it's going to be a very, very special day at the Church of God of Prophecy. Now, let's end the interview with an appeal to the listeners and our community. Youth Energized for Christ is a program designed to support and better our teenagers, our young adults. After all, it takes a village to raise a child. So how could people listening participate, support this program with their time, their knowledge, and even their resources? And could young people listening this morning, or their parents listening, join Youth Energized for Christ? What number do they call? How could a parent or a youth get in touch with you?
Well, Youth Energized for Christ, we are seeking sponsors, definitely. And anyone who has knowledge, skills, whatever, reach out to us. 2 weeks ago, Mr. Brent Smith, a social entrepreneur from the community, conducted our first financial literacy workshop, and it was a tremendous success. Amazingly, Christopher, the youth requested part two, which Brian Smith agreed to do. And on December 11th,
Mrs. Gemma Ray Baines will be conducting an etiquette workshop titled Manners, If You Please. And this workshop will be done 2 weeks before our gala and fashion show. And the gala and fashion show is absolutely free to all youth. So we are seeking sponsors. If you have gifts or cash for this gala, we are reaching out to sponsors. And also, I would like to appeal to anyone who would like to support this program with your time, knowledge, or even financial resources. We are seeking sponsors. You are welcome to do so. So let's join in making a difference in the lives of our youth in the communities of Montreal. So all youth and young adults ages 13 to 25 listening this morning, you are welcome to enroll in our Youth Energized for Christ program. It only takes one decision, Christopher, to change these lives. So interested persons, please call our church office at 514-484-8271. Or if a parent or youth wish to get in touch with Sister Sandra Anderson, kindly call or text me at 438-354-2484.
Oh, this sounds awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, all roads point to the Montreal West Church of God of Prophecy this Sunday morning at 11 a.m., 5255 Rue du Sorel, just outside the De La Savanne Metro Station. For more information, you can call 514-484-8271. That's 514-484-8271. Hosted by Pastor Joel Anderson and Sister Sandra Anderson, who is the Youth Director. Special guest speaker, Bishop Shelton Benneby, the National Bishop for the Eastern Canada of the Church of God of Prophecy. Ladies and gentlemen, the invitation is open. It's free admission. You want to be there if you can afford to be there. Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Christopher, for having me this morning. Okay.
I'll see you in a few hours. Okay, we're going out with music featuring. This goes out to all the membership at the Church of God of Prophecy. This is the Grace Thrillers. God is good on CKUT 90.3 FM.
God is good. God is good to me. How could I let him down? How could I let him down? make a gift list, invite the in-laws, drop off the canned goods, find that fruitcake recipe for the office party, plan the dinner for Christmas Eve, decorate the house, hang the stockings, wrap the presents, ask Lucas to clean up his room, do the groceries, bake cookies. Right. Go get vaccinated.
The holidays are fast approaching. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 now so you'll be protected in time. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to the absolute best in gospel music on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Go through something, life can get dark till you can't see the light. Crying out, save me, he's there faithfully, so nothing can harm me. Now I believe through all I face, your matchless grace was more than sufficient for me. Through it all, I've made several mistakes, but God still speaks peace to me. This too shall pass, like the storms before. Your pain won't last, there's later in store. God hears your cry, it's right by your side. Tell your storms to cease, there will be
suffering. You feel you're facing this walk all alone. In all your fears, God wipes all your tears. Leave no room for doubt, God will bring you out.
In all I face, your matchless grace
is more than sufficient for me.
Through it all, I'll make several mistakes.
Listening to music featuring V. George Smith with There Will Be Peace on CKUT 90.3 FM. Inflation, the payout, good news for Quebecers just in time for Christmas. The Quebec government is depositing up to $600 in each resident's person's bank account as a way to fight inflation. That's a blessing people can feel, touch, and see. We send a small bouquet of flowers out to the Quebec government in this time of need. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Music coming up next by an artist that was introduced to me on my WhatsApp chat group. It's entitled Beautiful. Here is Holvi on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Been so good, been so good, girl. He's been so, so good. He's been so good, he's been so good, he's been so good to me. He's been so good. Oh, you are so beautiful.
Here is your holiness. Lord, I wanna bless. So I let my heart confess.
You are so beautiful.
Before your majesty, you showed me love when all I felt was trash.
You do it so unusual. You snatch me straight out that funeral. Ooh. I can't wait to see your eyes one day. I've been thinking about it, and it's a blessing just to think that I could think about it. I know some people been searching and so they drink about it. But for the cup I drink from, will never run. This what my life on. Ask for a life vest. He said, son, this is lifelong. Holy Spirit driven. Had to learn to keep the bright sun. Putting God in a box like seeing Shaq with some tights on. Boy, I've been loosened by the grip of the python. I shed skin, new hymns. I got Christ on.
Just 10 minutes to go here, Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. For those who rely on public transportation here in the Montreal area, well, you should know this. Did you know that Montrealers, well, of course, we're very proud of our public transportation system, but according to a study published by Bloomberg.com, out of 60 cities on six continents, Montreal ranked right in the middle as the 31st best public transportation system. Even Vancouver ranked ahead of us. At least there's some good news. Montrealers will be making public transit free for our elderly, 65 and older, as of July of 2023. That's going to come as great news for those who need to get around the city, but who can't afford it. So elderly, look forward to free public transportation in 2023. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Here's music featuring Lena Bird Miles with a song entitled I'm on Your Side on CKUT 90.3 FM. Before we close up another episode of Mind, Soul, and Spirit, I want to take just a moment or two to thank a few people. First, I want to thank Bev Benskin for providing yet another episode of Morning Talk on chapters in our lives. I also want to thank our very special two guests for joining us this Sunday morning, recording artist out of Toronto, Ontario, Michael Manhurst, and First Lady from the Church of God of Prophecy, Sister Sandra Anderson. I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in and adding us to your special Sunday. It's always a privilege, a pleasure to be welcomed into your homes, your cars, your workplaces, your coveted time schedule. Hope you were blessed and maybe even impressed, and will pencil us in again next Sunday between the hours of 6 and 9 every Sunday morning for more sacred music that inspires, that changes your moods and your mind, that lifts you to a very better place on a Sunday morning. We're going to close things out with music featuring Jason Nelson with a selection entitled Residue. See you next Sunday. God bless.
Take me to the water, body going under. And when I come up, I can feel the sun shining on my face. And like a janitor, you got me cleaned up. You made me a believer. The black mark on my soul has been erased. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of to hear you. Through your word I made new. All of my mistakes have been washed away, forever changed. And like a baby I'm taking new steps. And if I fall I know you're right there. I'm holding on as you lead me the right way. And now that I've been
salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of our salvation.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y en el internet en www.ckut.ca en la época de la pandemia.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Latin Time on CKUT 90.3 FM and on the internet on www.ckut.ca in times of the pandemic.
Como es habitual, esta mañana les presentaremos una mirada y comentario de las actividades culturales de Montreal con nuestras recomendaciones a cargo de Daniel Lara. También tendremos el resumen noticioso semanal de lo que acontece en América Latina, en el resto del mundo y en Canadá. Y además, el análisis político, la revista de la semana a cargo de Sergio Martínez.
As usual, Daniel Lara will bring us information and recommendations on the main cultural activities in Montreal. We will also have a weekly